In this study, I want to share a simple and yet profound insight into what it means to be a child of God and to be indwelt by God. We're going to go back to the days of Moses and the mysterious Mount Sinai, where Moses would go up and experience God in a very tangible way, a way that no one has ever experienced him apart from the Lord Jesus himself. It was here on the top of Mount Sinai that Moses received the Ten Commandments that summed up God's moral expectations for his people. In this particular case, we're going to consider a time when Moses did not go up to this mountain alone or merely with his assistant Joshua. On this particular time, Moses went up with a group of the Israelites. The Bible says this, "Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel." This group would have numbered 74 people, about the size of a small church. So here we have a significant group of men all going up with Moses to the mountain to meet with God. And we are told they saw the God of Israel. This is a little perplexing because elsewhere God would declare that nobody could see his face and live. And Jesus would later say no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So yeah, that's a bit mysterious, but apparently this group with Moses was given a vision of God's glory. They didn't actually see God, but they sure saw a powerful vision of him to such a degree that it was said of them they saw the God of Israel. It must have been amazing. Most Christians who give themselves to prayer have occasional deep times of prayer when God's presence is especially strong. I have experienced this a few times, and when it happens, it's pretty overwhelming. Sometimes I cry. Once it was so beautiful, I slipped to the floor and lay prostrate, just soaking in the presence and beauty of God. But this experience on the mountain was the presence of God at a whole different level. I would love to have been there. We could wish for more details, but we're allowed only one insight as to what they saw. The Bible says, "And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity." I think the only word to describe what they were seeing and no doubt feeling was awesome. Yeah, most of us overuse that word, but in this case, it definitely applied, exponentially multiplied. But what makes this experience especially unusual is what is said after this. The Bible tells us, "So they saw God, and they ate and drank." I find this incredible. I would have supposed that to be in that place and to experience that amazing vision and presence of the God who made the universe, it would have been so overwhelming that these Israelites would never even think about eating and drinking. It would be the last thing on their mind. Just imagine the deepest experience and interaction you've ever had with God's presence. And now multiply that by 100 times. Can you imagine seeing God's glory this way and immediately afterwards saying, "Pass the potatoes, please"? Sometimes we erroneously suppose that the closer men and women get to God, the more of their humanity they lose. We assume that a God-filled person is hardly human. He has reached that holy, holy, holy level, and all the human rules and ways no longer apply. He is so lost in the Spirit that his humanity has somehow disappeared. But the reality is, knowing God through his Son Jesus Christ and experiencing him at a deep level does not mean that you lose your humanity. You still eat, you still drink, you still sweat, and you still have to go to the bathroom. You are just as human as you ever were. But now God is in your life and actually lives on the inside of you. Christ has not come into your heart to make you non-human, but to make you fully human in a way you could never be without him. I think Christians need to see this. Sometimes we suppose, if I could ever get really, really spiritual, I would hardly have to eat. I would stop making love to my spouse. I would never have constipation or have to fight the urge to get grumpy or be angry. But this is not true. As wonderful as it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, as beautiful as it is to spend consistent time in the Word of God, and as powerful as it is to have a deep prayer life, You will never, on this side of heaven, stop being human, feeling human, and behaving like a human. The ultimate experience with God is to be born again through faith in Jesus Christ. You do, in fact, dramatically change. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We receive the very nature of Christ living on the inside of us. Attitudes change, values change, desires change, and we begin moving in the opposite direction than we were before. But many things do not change. And first of all, we're still human. Second, our basic personality does not change. If we were introverted, analytical people before coming to Jesus, we'll still be that way once Christ has come to live within us. If we were loud, outgoing people who are the life of the party before salvation, we'll be the same afterwards. Christ will clean up our jokes, he'll modify our language, but we will not be so very different in personality after conversion than we were before. We will not become so otherworldly that we never watch television, never go to football and baseball games, never joke with our friends, and we go through every day chanting holy, holy, holy under our breath. Jesus has not come into your life to dehumanize you, but to restore you to the humanity that you should have been all along. Dennis will not stop being Dennis, but he'll become a better Dennis than he ever could have been without Jesus. All our positive traits will be multiplied and magnified, and our negative traits will be significantly diminished, although this can be a very gradual process. And beyond all of this, you will be given the gift of eternal life. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, you will live forever in a place where there is no suffering or tears. You'll still be you, but what an incredible, enhanced, and perfect you will be.